Nathaniel, Nathaniel Koiman, Kooiman, 12980. This is the 41-year-old gentleman, comes in today with cough, congestion, body ache, fatigue, ears hurting, sinus pain, and exposed to COVID, period. Nipair got right off the bat. Patient's COVID test was negative. Flu A and flu B were negative, period. Nipair got patient is visiting from out of town. And he normally, he's a border patrol agent, lives in South Texas, period. Social, he's married, he smokes, he drinks occasional, period. A review of system as above, surgery, tonsils, left hand, and sinusitis. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, medications, none. Immunization, his COVID vaccine was a year ago via Pfizer. His review of system, positive cough, positive congestion, positive body ache, positive palpitation, positive dizziness, not feeling well, positive decreased appetite, positive abdominal pain, positive leg pain, muscle pain, arm pain, and hurting all over. 240 pounds, 97%, 98.5, 16, 68, 127 over 80. Heart pauses because of two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are red, pushed and pharynx is red, inflamed. There's tenderness over the sinuses bilaterally. There's lymphadenopathy in the neck, especially on the left side. Skin shows a rash. Or mucosa with an allergological non-focal assessment. COVID-19 is negative. Flu test is negative. Strep test is negative. We treat for acute sinusitis with Dexa 8 milligram, Bosephenic gram, then Medrol dose pack, as well as Z-Pack and a Bromfit DM. Next him is lots of liquid. Next him is rest. Next him is because of palpitation and his job situation. We did an echocardiogram, which was within normal limits because of dizziness. We looked at his carotid ultrasound, which was negative because of his abdominal pain and nausea related. May not be related to his current infection. We looked at his abdomen, liver, kidneys, spleen. They were all within normal limits. Prostate looks normal. His thyroid looks normal. Severe dizziness reported, most likely related to sinusitis, but because of family history of stroke, diabetes, high blood pressure. Because of family history of stroke, he underwent a carotid evaluation, which was within normal limits. Also, in the family history, put down coronary artery disease and carotid stenosis. Next number, patient to return in 3 days if not improved. Next one is arm pain and leg pain, appear to be musculoskeletal. Next one is no sign of DVT or PVD noted. Next one is dizziness and palpitation, most likely related to current issues and not related to long-standing issues. Finally, discuss with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.